My guests now are Gail Cruickshank, Talent Director, Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation, Ryan Fitzhugh, Sartell Mayor and Strategic Account Manager with C.H. Robinson, and Claire Richards. She is a member of the Minnesota's Young American Leaders Program. Thank you all three for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Good morning.
And it sounds like I pretty much pulled this song, Get a Job, from the Silhouettes from Ryan's jukebox that he has in the background. All right. So, Gail, why don't you tell me, what is Minnesota's Young American Leaders Program?
Well, I think I'll actually let Claire tell you about that program. Okay. She is the most familiar with it, as she is one of our first inaugural members. So I will let her share that overview.
Okay, Claire.
Yes, so the Minnesota Young American Leaders Program, affectionately called MYELP. So this is actually a program based on a Harvard program that they've been doing for a number of years. And they bring in people from all over the country once a year for this program. And so we've had a few people from Minnesota go through that program who were passionate enough about it and inspired by it enough to bring it to Minnesota. And so they actually flew in people from Harvard to help administrate the whole program. They partnered with the Itasca Project to get it done. And then, of course, within each city, so St. Cloud, Fargo-Moorhead, Rochester, and St. Paul, Minneapolis, those are the different areas that they brought in groups of 10 individuals. And they partnered with local organizations within those cities. So here in St. Cloud, it was the Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation. And I'm sure Ryan or Gail could talk a little bit more about that selection process, but I was lucky enough to be one of the 10 from St. Cloud to go down for this three-day program that was last November. And so at that program, it was really incredible. We covered a lot of stuff, primarily around the economy and how we grow different areas. So how are we going to make St. Cloud a better place to work and live? And so those are some of the topics that we discussed. And then as a result of that three-day program, the 10 of us came back, and under Ryan's leadership and in partnership with the Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation, we are now working to develop a couple of different programs and events that are going to help us grow as a city.
How did you qualify to be a part of this program?
That's a great question. I feel very fortunate to be one of the 10. There was an application process where you could either apply or be nominated. I was lucky enough to be nominated by a good friend and fellow Rotarian, Tim Wensman. And maybe Ryan or Gail, you could talk a little bit about the selection process, because I have no idea why you picked me.
Ryan, do you want to take this one?
Yeah, I'll jump in on that one. I believe it was August of this past year. Went through the selection process, and one of the harder things. And so business leaders and leaders within the GSDC got together after receiving nominations and applications for the program. And very difficult to bring that down to a group of 10, a 10-person cohort that would lead, represent the Greater St. Cloud area in all aspects moving forward for the program. And so, diversity was a big factor in that, in all facets of that. And so have a group of people from private sector, public sector. Really it represented the St. Cloud area very, very well.
Gail, how did the Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation get involved?
Well, that's a great question, Jay. We were so lucky to be that home group that really pulled all of this together. We were the group that reached out to those key executives in our community to do that selection process that Ryan talked about. We were at the table when we had to make those very tough decisions as far as how do we whittle this large group of engaged, very passionate young leaders down to that small group of 10. So for being our first year in bringing it to our community, we were just amazed at the amount of interest and the amount of passion of folks that wanted to be engaged. And it really speaks to, this is a key retention effort for the Greater St. Cloud Development region. And, you know, we've got these engaged leaders that really do want to give back, and they want to help shape the future of our region. And this program is just one opportunity that these folks can do that. And to the employers, this is something that you need to be thinking about. How are you retaining your staff and your key employees to want to stay in your job that you offer them, as well as stay in the region? And this is one way, and there's lots of any other opportunities that employers can be doing as well to make sure that they are retaining their top talent and letting them do what they're passionate about and helping lead the and shape the growth of our economic region.
Is there an age requirement to be a part of this, to be considered young? I don't know if I'm sure I'm too old for this, but Ryan, what is the requirement? What are you looking for? What approximate age are we looking at?
Yeah, for the M Yelp nomination program, I believe, and Gail, you might, or Claire, you might have to help me on this. I believe it was 20 to maybe 48, somewhere in that range, if I recall correctly from the nomination process. And really, this is transitioned from the M Yelp. The GSDC, as part of their involvement, really looked at this as being critical moving forward with the Greater St. Cloud area. And so from this spun out Young Leaders Initiative under the umbrella of the GSDC. And so really we've asked the 10-person cohort that went through the MEL program to not only go through the program and do all the learning and skill development, but also then to bring that back to the St. Cloud area and do something with it and develop help the GSDC develop out an initiative to do exactly what Gail had just talked through. And so we're in that process and we continue to meet on a regular basis. COVID's thrown a unique curve for all of us, but we meet on a regular basis. Claire has been a huge part of that within the cohort and keeping us all connected and all together. And we're working on different initiatives right now. The group as a whole recognizes that a lot of our peers feel like they need to transplant somewhere else in order to potentially grow or to do something meaningful in a social sense. And so we're really trying to bring that to light here in the greater St. Cloud area, that St. Cloud's alive and well, and we've got young people that want to get engaged and not wait until they're very tenured to start doing so on a board or other meaningful ways within our local community. Two of the main initiatives that we're focused on right now as a cohort is a connector program and a talent initiative. And the connector is seeking young leaders in the community, connecting those with opportunities. So whether that be board opportunities or mentorship opportunities from tenured executives in the community. And then I'll let Claire talk a little bit about the talent initiative.
Yeah, so the talent initiative was another area that we identified actually during that 3-day period. We had identified a couple of key challenges that St. Cloud faces, and one of them is this issue of connecting underserved groups of people with career opportunities. There's a need on both sides. There's a need within our industry, right? We have lots of manufacturers and these large corporations right here in central Minnesota that are in dire need of employees, even during COVID. And then there's these groups of people that are underserved, unconnected. They have a hard time finding those opportunities. And so what we're trying to do is find ways to connect those two groups of people and make that magic happen. And it's really exciting because I think speaking to what Ryan and Gail have already touched on, the brain drain from St. Cloud, right? All of the talent from this area tends to go to other places, to the metro or out of state. And we're trying to keep those people here and make sure we are a welcome and inclusive area that is servicing the needs of both the businesses and those individuals.
Claire, what do you think that you're getting out of M Yelp?
Oh, so much. So first and foremost, a lot of really good personal connections with the other the others in the cohort itself. I feel like we've had some really strong friendship bonds from this, but then also just an awareness. I learned a lot that I never would have had exposure to before this. Everything from economic inclusion, diversity and equity, just understanding how Minnesota will grow and thrive over the next 20 years. I didn't have a great understanding of what went behind that and the mechanics. And I feel like now I have a much more solid understanding. And then I guess I have always just been a huge proponent for St. Cloud. I have a lot of love for this area. I am a transplant. I didn't grow up here, but I have a lot of love for St. Cloud. And for me, it's so valuable to be working on challenges and actually making a difference to help grow this area.
Gail, we're running out of time here. Anything that you wanted to bring up that we haven't touched on yet?
Well, I would just like to add, if anybody is interested in learning and following more of the work of our MYELP program or any of the work of the Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation, you can simply visit our website at greaterstcloud.com. We are really excited for what this group is going to do for our region and look to, again, have additional cohorts in the future. And they really are going to help us really engage this population to continue to grow in our region and really bring forth a lot of the GSDC initiatives, which are all bled through the work that they are passionately doing themselves. So we are really excited to be a part of it. And I really do thank Ryan and Claire for joining us today.
Yeah, and I thank you all three for joining us today. I appreciate it very much. And Ryan, get that jukebox going.
Well, right. For our monthly get together, Jay.
That's right. We'll have to save it for the end of this month. Thank you all three again. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jay.
That's Claire Richards. She is a MYELP member. Also, Ryan Fitzhugh, Sartell Mayor and Strategic Account Manager with C.H. Robinson. And Gail Cruikshank, Talent Director at the Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation. And if you want to get links to what we were talking about with MYELP and with the Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation, we'll have that placed on our website at WJON.com a little bit later on today. And you could also listen back to this podcast if you'd like to do so as well.